If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Well, the Jack and Jill Incognito art sale is back for its 8th year, can you believe? The difference between a normal art sale and the Incognito art sale is that buyers have absolutely no idea of the artist behind the artworks until after the sale has closed. And the sale will feature pieces of art from over 1,200 artists, and all money raised will help fund in-home nursing care hours, respite support and end-of-life care provided by the wonderful Jack and Jill Foundation. And 37 Tipperary artists have donated their art for Incognito, Ireland's biggest online art sale in aid of the charity. Now, Lucinda Hall is the art curator for the show and a representative of Jack and Jill, and she joins me now. Lucinda, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good to talk to you today. Will you just remind us, if you would, Lucinda, of the tremendous work done by the Jack and Jill Foundation?
Well, the Jack and Jill Foundation is fantastic. They send out the wonderful nurses to look after children who are either terminally ill or have been born with mental deficiencies or really bad cases. And they give the parent, the idea is to give the parents a little bit of respite, to really give the family an opportunity to do something together, because a lot of these children are one of three or one of two or one of four, you know, and it must be very hard if you have a very ill child amongst you, you know, not to give your attention to, you know, entire attention to them. So it gives a little bit of a chance for the family to have time together, not worrying about what's happening to the little fellow who needs, you know, who needs nursing. So that's the idea of Jack and Jill, which is fantastic. And they've been going out, they've never missed a day, even through COVID and everywhere. And we look after over 400 children around the country now.
Yes, and that includes 14 Tipperary children from birth to 6 years of age as well. So it's tremendous work. And then the Incognito art sale. Would you just remind us again about this wonderful concept as well, Lucinda?
Well, it is extraordinary. It's, as you said, it's in our 8th year now.
Yeah.
And what happens is that I go out and invite artists to paint a postcard size picture, which is 10 by 15 centimetres. I provide them with a card, and they can paint anything they want, and they can paint it on a piece of paper and stick it onto the card, as long as it's all the same, they're all the same size. And we then, we've got 1,200 artists, as you know, taking part, so we've ended up with 3,345 cards, can you believe it, here? And all fantastic. I mean, we've thrown away none. And anyway, in the beginning of February, we start photographing them, and they go up online. They went up online on the 4th of April, and you can look at them on incognito.ie, and you choose which ones you like. You register, you make a wish list, and on Wednesday, whatever's in your wish list, the algorithm goes whirring around. I don't know how an algorithm works, but you probably do. And it chooses who gets what. And so you may be lucky. If you've got 10 items in your wish list, for instance, you might get one, you might get three, or you might get none at all. That's the idea. And you have bought a piece of art that you like, and you don't know who's painted it. And then when you receive it in the post, you'll see that it's either painted by a very famous artist, or it's painted by an artist you've never heard of, but it doesn't matter. You still like the piece.
Yes, because you've bought it on the basis, which is how we should all buy a piece of art, I suppose, on the basis of what appealed to you, as opposed to whose name was on the bottom right-hand corner.
That's it. That's it.
What about raising funds? How much does each piece cost?
€65 each. Yes. Every piece is the same price. So it's not an auction, it's a sale, we keep saying.
Yes.
Everybody, the famous artists, everybody, they're all €65. So, I mean, we hope to raise about 200,000 this year.
Wow.
Which is absolutely brilliant. We've raised over a million so far in the 7 years we've done it.
And I know you're grateful to every artist involved, but could you mention some of the very famous people you have?
Well, this year we've got people like Hugh Wallace has done one, yes. And Of course, my mind's gone blank now when you ask me what I've got. We've got Thelma Mansfield has done them. And we have a wonderful artist called Ray Perry, who has done it for the last couple of years. She's in there. So we're terribly lucky. A wonderful Tipperary artist. I mean, God, we had Peter Curley when he lived in Tipperary.
Oh, he's super, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got some interesting designers, like Philip Tracy, the hat designer, and Simone Rocha, and Helen Steele, and people. Don O'Neill is a wonderful contributor as well. He's a designer. And, you know, what's nice about it is people rather enjoy doing it. They like the idea of doing something small. A lot of these artists do very big pictures.
Yes.
But they like the idea of doing a little 15 by 10. They're intrigued. You know, even some artists who do vast canvases, they say, I've never done anything like this and I can't do it. Help, you know, how am I going to do it? And they always come up with something in the end.
That's great. Would you stay with me for a moment, Lucinda, because I'm delighted to be joined by the fashion designer Heidi Higgins, who is also one of your artists. Heidi, good morning to you.
Hi, Fran. How are you? Delighted to be on, Joe.
Great to talk to you today as well. How did you get involved, Heidi?
I was asked earlier in the year to take part, or was it the end of last year, and I jumped to the chance. I've heard of Incognito over the last few years, and I've been meaning to get involved, but I've just had other things going on, and it's just been wonderful. It's got the creative juices flowing. Obviously, I'm creating dresses all the time, and so it's lovely to actually sit down. And it is a bit, as Lucinda just said, you know, intimidating. God, how to just pick one piece for such a small card? But it really gets the ideas going, and it's just been really, really enjoyable.
I suppose I can't ask you too much about your piece because it will identify you. But suffice to say, anyway, it's very different to the normal kind of work you would do, I suppose, in designing clothing.
Very different. And I suppose I've started teaching, besides from my own collection, I started teaching fashion classes with LOETB, and we've been doing lots of, you know, fabric painting and things like that I wouldn't do in my own collection. So it's been lovely to get, as I said, the creative juices going, and definitely something I'd love to do with my own students next year. Hopefully we'll have plenty of new pieces that we can give to Lucinda. They've all been raving about it, and we were looking at the website and seeing all the amazing artwork that's up there. And it's so varied, you know, there's cats and dogs, and there's fashion kind of illustrations, and there's everything and anything. Lots of famous singers that have passed in the last year. You can really see a theme from the last year coming through. Very hard to pick the 10. I was on last night trying to make my own selection, and I was back and forth and up and down on the website. But it's lovely. It's a lovely way to introduce people to art that maybe wouldn't be interested in buying big pieces. It's a nice introduction to new artists, or just to the joy of buying a piece. And obviously the price, €65, is very tangible for most people as well. So it's a lovely opportunity. And, you know, it's going all to a great charity, you know, the feel-good factor as well.
You would have first come to my attention when I heard that you were designing face masks, and it got you a huge amount of publicity at the time, Heidi, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I suppose. I was after having my second or third child at the time, and I'm new to Tipperary, so I only moved to Tipperary the last few years.
Yes.
It was something that I decided to do. I just obviously couldn't sit still, even though I had plenty to be doing at home with small kids. I like to stay busy. So we did that, and yeah, it was nice for something to do at the time. It kills a void, but I have to say I'm glad that they're in the past now, and it's great to be back doing dresses again. And I sell my collection up in Arnott's in Dublin, and then on my website, and we make everything here in Ireland, so it's lovely to be back making dresses and obviously seeing people out and about wearing them again.
It's very good. So your collection is available at the moment, Heidi, is it?
The collection is available, yeah. It's available in Arnott's in Dublin or on my own website.
Right, fantastic altogether. And what's in for you this year? I mean, what's prevalent in your collection this year, do you think, colour-wise and the like?
I love pink and I love all the bright colours, and that's mostly what people come to buy from my particular collection. Like, we're very busy at the moment with communions and all the weddings that's the big thing at the moment. So I think people are just looking forward to dressing up again and, you know, making a big effort for these types of days as they come around. It's probably, like, you know, I think dressing up is still very important, but it's not to the same level as it was before. People want to dress up and be, you know, in something nice, a nice dress, but they don't want to go so out there like they would have before. They like to have pieces that they can wear again beyond the actual event that they maybe purchased the dress for. So which is lovely to see, because I love to see people wearing the pieces time and time again, you know, not just a one-hit wonder. We're very much about, you know, sustainable fashion and getting value out of it. Buy better and buy less, you know, things like that.
Well, Heidi, we wish you the very best, and thank you for taking part with us today. Thank you, and bye-bye to you now. And just to go back to Lucinda one more time, if I possibly can. And Lucinda,
I'd love
just
to say thank you to Heidi. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah, and so say all
I've
of
never
us.
Never met her.
Well, you
I have never met her, so I want to say thank you on the air, because she's great.
Very good. You'll have to come to Tipperary and we'll have a get-together like that.
Yeah.
Just to remind people again, if they want to get involved, Lucinda?
www.incognito.ie, and there it's all explained. The guys who built the website have done brilliantly, and you can, from A to Z, it will be explained to you how to register, how to make your wish list and the timings of it all. It's very good on the website. That's my suggestion.
All right. We wish you the very best, Lucinda. And
thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. Lucinda Hall there, curator of the art collection there, but also very heavily involved with the wonderful Jack and Jill Foundation as well. Jodie joins me. Jodie, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, Jodie. You were listening to the conversation with Matty McGrath earlier on, that proposal around the 82 modular homes and the like. What are you thinking about that, Jodie?
I agree with Matty, and I don't always agree with Matty, but I agree with him 100%.
Yeah.
To me, it's all like cloak and dagger stuff. You know, at the end of the day, my view, this is my opinion, is that the government have lost all respect for the ordinary working people. It's all about, once you come off the M50, at the Red Cow, they don't want to know about the country areas, they don't want to know about the grassroots, they don't want to know about anything. They just make, you know, it's like the referendum, Fran. They got the biggest kick in the backside ever from that referendum, because they thought the people of Ireland were stupid. We will go along like little lambs and vote in this referendum for them and whatever, but they got an awful shock.
Why did they get it wrong, Jodie? They really did, didn't they?
They did, absolutely, Fran. And you know something? You know, the whole thing is that, you know, we are very, very intelligent people. I suppose we don't stand up enough for ourselves, that we should just say, you know, as I said to Jimmy there the other day, I said, if this was France, I said, they'd be uproar. The government would be gone. They would not tolerate this kind of carry on and whatever. And, you know, Fran, I have no animosity towards Ukrainians or any of the refugees that come into the country and whatever. But like what your chap said there earlier on, that there is space in Ukraine for, you know, there's hotels there. You can look it up on booking.com and you'll see hotels there that are, they are, you know, touting for business and whatever in the Ukraine, whatever. So why is Ireland still trying to be the goody-goody-good of the EU? You know, I just don't understand it.
When Micheál Martin was asked that, he said, well, you know, it sort of illustrates how humanitarian we are and decent we are and all that.
Listen, Fran, you know, I mean, they just try to pull the wool over our eyes too often. And I think this election, oh my God, they are going to get a hammering.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Now, I am not anyway politically inclined and whatever. I listen to everybody. I give them all their say and whatever. Well, what I'm hearing is that we're going to, you know, Sinn Féin are going to come in, whatever. I don't agree with that, because the country would be broke within 6 months.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're promising. But you see, then again, it's all empty promises.
You can promise all you want, but when you get into government, then the reality strikes home.
And, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. And look at the way the Stardust, I mean, look at the way how those people, you know, those innocent people that were killed, 48 people that were killed, and all of the injured people, how they were treated, you know, and being called, arsonist, you know. It's
blamed for starting the fire. Yeah. And
I mean, it's just wrong. Wrong.
The latest is this EU migration and asylum pact that there's going to be little or no discussion about. That would be imposed upon us as well. Yeah. And,
but it happened in Thurles, up in Gartnetaggart. I mean, it was, they're coming, it's happening, get over it, get on with it. Not your business.
But what about that? Because I'm told that that has been a huge success. Jackie Kyle was on last week.
Yeah.
And saying that was a tremendous success and there's no hassle there, no problem.
Oh, there is no, Fran, there is no problem. But what I'm saying is that they don't consult with the people. Yeah. You know, they don't let the people know. I mean, Jackie Kyle, at the end of the day, isn't living next door. Mm. He is not living there. You know, so I know it is. People are lovely. There's not a problem, and they're all very respectable people.
Many
or whatever.
Of them working locally as well.
And absolutely. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, what about our own 400 homeless here in Tipperary? What about them, Fran? You know, where are they supposed to go?
Well, that seems to be what's annoying people, Jody, in that they're saying, okay, we're seeing a lot of vision here. We're seeing a lot of, you know, breaking through all the red tape to achieve these modular homes being put on site. Mm. And you're right. That's what people are saying. Well, why couldn't we have done this over the years?
Absolutely.
And throw aside planning and throw aside everything and house people.
Fran, they will do whatever they want to do. In my eyes, they have lost respect, as I said, for the ordinary working people. I will fill up at my pump today, put petrol in my car. 50% of that is going to the government.
Mm. I was looking last night, in fact, at some of the signs over petrol. What is it now? It's 180 something, is it?
Now, in Thurles here, it's 179 or 175, which is very good.
Last night I saw it's up to 185 in some of the places.
Absolutely, it all depends where you go. But everything, Fran, you know, no matter even down to a bottle of drink, 5 cents on that. And now until I went to the machines myself and tried it out, I had no problem. I thought they were very good and worked very well and whatever. But what I am annoyed with is when you go into the supermarket, you buy a drink, you're looking for the R. Yes. You forget sometimes when you're doing your shopping, you forget to look for the R. You bring it home and there's no R in it.
But so you have paid the extra money anyway. Yeah.
So that is not fair. That is not right and not fair. And I suppose, it has teething problems and whatever. But at the end of the day, I just think, come this election, I just don't know what's going to happen because people are really tired. And the younger generation, years ago, my father was Roran Fine Gael, my mother was Roran Fianna Fáil, and my grandmother was Labour. So we had nothing on arouse, let's say, you know, good banter going on between all of them, whatever. So I came out of a mixed thing. But nowadays, you don't tell you. I wouldn't dare say to my girls or my boys, vote for this and vote for this fella because he's Fine Gael or he's Fianna Fáil. They don't want to know. They'd say, ma'am, no, I will make up my own mind. I wouldn't even say it to them anyway, Fran. I wouldn't ask them because, you know, they all have to make up their
mind. My only fear, Jody, is that they mightn't engage at all because it all seems so hopeless, you know.
I think, and as well as that, any of them that do vote, Fran, they will be voting Sinn Féin.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm hearing. Definitely.
This is because it's the alternative.
It's the alternative, but you see, the thing about it is, you know, they have to really research it because Sinn Féin, they we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do the other thing. But sure, they have no figures to back it up, Fran. Where are they going to get all this money? Where are they going to get,
They've done alternative budgets, in fairness, and, you know, those budgets have been endorsed.
Yeah, but as you say, when they get into power, you know, it's all fine until you get into power. Look at Matthew McGrath said about Simon Harris. Mm. He said to Simon Harris, I don't like your tone of voice. I don't like your, you know, come on. Like, I mean, you're allowed to have a debate within the Dáil. If you, you know, that's what the Dáil is for.
There's very little debate allowed now, Jody.
But that's what I'm saying, Frank.
It seems to be a single narrative, and unless you follow that narrative, unless you agree with that, you're ostracised, you know.
This is, and if you're seen to have anything to say about the refugees or anything like that, you are racist.
Yeah, I'm not one bit racist. You're right wing, this and
the
other. Yeah.
But you see, the thing about it is, Fran, we're living in a democracy, but we're not. That's the way I look at it, because it's they up there in the government they just rule, and this is the way it's going. And it's not really them. It's the top civil servants that are on the big bucks and whatever. They're the ones that are pulling all the, putting all this into perspective.
I must leave it at that, Jodie, but always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks.
I'm always
You're allowed to do that, though. Look after yourself, Jodie.
Go and enjoy the sunshine, Fran.
You
okay.
Too. You too,
yeah,
Jodie.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Janelle. That's Jodie. That's it for me. Leanne produced, and Ali looked after a contest. Stephen is on the way with the Time Tunnel. I will talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves. Bye-bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.